All right, Daf Lamed Dalid, Tuesday's Daf, and today we get to start Perek HaMafkid. So the first two prakim above Metzia talked about a Metzia, either who gets to keep it if there's a dispute, the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda, and now we do our foray into Hilchos Shomrim. The Mishnah says, HaMafkid Etzel Chaveiro Behemo Ekelim. You give somebody else something to watch, V'nignivu Oy She'avdu, and now it gets lost or stolen, and the issue is whether or not was there a Pshia from the Shomer. So typically the Shomer would make a Shavua that he wasn't Peshea, and then he would be off the hook. But here he doesn't want to make a Shavua. So in the case of Shilem V'loy Rotza Lishava, if this Shomer just says, you know what, I don't want to deal with making a Shavua, I'm just going to write you a check for whatever was lost, and now he's absolved of making such a Shavua, Shehari Amru, because Chazal say, Shomer Chinam Nishba. He could just take care of his own achrayas just by making the payment and not having to make the shvua. But nimtza ganef, in such a case, if the ganef is subsequently found and now he has to pay, the question is, who does he pay to? Meshalim tashlumei kefil or tavachu machar meshalim tashlumei rav chamisha. Those payments that the ganef is going to make, lami meshalim, who does he pay it? Lami shapikadai netzlei, to whoever the actual thing that we're talking about, wherever it is. Meaning the dover that was being watched is now residing by the shimer. Because remember, if the shimer paid for it, he's essentially buying it from the Mafkid. In which case, who does the ganef who's now caught, who does he pay his kefil dal vehei? He pays it to the shomer. However, nishba v'lei rotza l'shalem. But let's say the shomer decided, okay, I'm going to make the shvua, like the Torah said I got to do, I'm not, and I don't want to pay for it. In that case, nimtza ganef mishalem tashlumei kefil or tavachu machar mishalem tashlumei arba v'chamisha lebala pikadain. At that point, the ganef has to pay the mafkid, because the shomer, once he's made his shvua, he's out of the picture. And l'chara, that's of course a pashut halacha, doesn't even seem to be a chiddush. Our Mishnah said, if you're mafkid behema oy kalim, as if to say two different things, what's the chiddush? Lachar, isn't it the same thing? To which the Gemara says, tzrichi to eat tana behema, because if we only said the halacha, a makne kfeiloi by a behema havi amina behema huda makne le kfeilo, mishum de nofish tercha le iluye velav kuye. The idea of paying the kefil to the shomer, maybe that exists by an animal, because the shomer has to have more effort in taking care of the animal. So therefore, the bailam responds in kind by giving him these future payments of the kefil. Aval kalim, it's not a big deal. Maybe you won't have the willingness of the mafkid to give him the kefil. It does already sound from this Gemara that the idea of makne kfeiloi is something about an umdina, or about the das of the mafkid. Not so pashut, but that's what it seems like from the Gemara right now. And likewise, the other way, the itana kalim, if the tana only told us by kalim and not by behema, half amina kalim hu de makne le kfeiloi, why would it only be an umdina that he would be makne the kefil by a keli? Because it's only going to be kefil. It's not that much money. Have a behema that there's potentially much more. The mafkin might say, hey, there's a windfall he can make over here from the ganef stealing a behema and potentially shechting or selling it. So tzricha, therefore, you need to tell me the halacha of makne kfeila, both by kalim and by behema. Maskif lo Rami bar Chama. Frekta Rami bar Chama akasha. Now, what's the maskif on? Rashi learns this on the Mishnah. The Ritva is a little bit bothered that you don't usually have a lashon of maskif on a Mishnah. That's a nusach that's usually reserved for asking on a line from Gemara. So the Ritva works it out that Rami bar Chama is kasha is only after the Gemara just said it's trichasa. But be that as it may, frek rami brachama v'ho ein oda makna dover sholo abuli oilam. How can the mafkid give this future payment of kefil or dal v'hei to the shomer because of makna kfeilei? It doesn't exist yet. I mean, forget that payment doesn't exist. The gneva didn't exist. Nobody stole anything. We don't even have a ganef in question. The afilu rabbi meir de omer oda makna dover sholo abuli oilam. Right, rabbi meir's classic shita that you are makna dover sholo abuli oilam. Hani mili kagan peiris dekel davidi diosu, because we can kind of expect these peiris to come out of the tree. At least that's the way our Tosfos over here seems to explain the idea of Avidi De'osu, that it's a probability factor that I can expect it. Tosfos in Gittin seems to have a different formulation of Avidi De'osu, that one thing comes out of something else. In other words, the payers come out of the tree. It's a different nekuda. But either way, that's going to be why Rav Meir says, because it's Avidi De'osu, Aval Hacha, moving over to Amid Aleph. Mi Yemer de Meganva. Whoever says that this Pikadim is ever going to get stolen. Vim Tim Slemer de Meganva, Mi Yemer de Mishtakach Ganef. And Vim Mishtakach Ganef, Mi Yemer de Mishalem, Dilma Maidiu Mifter. Maybe he'll admit it, because we know Maidiu Kanasis Potter, Asher Yarshi and Elohim, Pratlam Arshias Atzmai. So who says that this is ever even going to come to fruition, and it's certainly not Avidi De'osu, and therefore Ein Oda Makna Dover Shelo B'Li'olam. Now, whenever we talk about Ein Oda Makna Dover Shelo B'Li'olam, the two basic ways to understand it is whether or not there's a chesaron in the smichas das, meaning an umdana, that a person's not makna because they just can't wrap their brain around it, or there's some sort of chesaron in the actual ma'isa kinyan. There's nothing for it to be chal on. It's a technical issue. Rabbi Chanan in Bava Basra Reishayin Vav, he lays out these two tzedadim. It's also used by the Arachayim and Parshas told us by Yaakov Avinu buying the Bechira. That's why he made Esav make the shvu of Hishar. shavali to avoid the chesaron of gemir es das. Al kolponim, we have this problem of einar demakan dever shalavali aylam. So amar Rava nasa ka'omer lei. It says if the mafkin told the shomer when he gave him the animal lechatchila lekishetigonev the sirtziv usishalmeni. If this cow is going to be stolen and you're willing to pay me for it, meaning instead of making a shvua, hare parosi kenui lecha me'achshav, it's going to be chal even from now. So when the shomer is paying, he's essentially lemafreya buying this cow, which was ba'olam, and therefore he can now get the kefil dal of hay since it was his at the time of the gneva. Maskefler of zera on this answer, ihachi, if that's the case that you're getting it lemafreya, then afilu gizu seho uvlo desehanami. All these other benefits, meaning the gizais, the shearings, and the vlodais of this cow should also be yours, but it's not true because alamatanya, why do we learn in the braisa, chutz me gizu seho uvlo deseha? And if it's takal mafreya, you should get those things. So elo omer of zera nase ka'omer lei, it's as if the mafkid told the shomer when that kinyan lemafreya takes place, chutz me gizu seho uvlo deseha, it's as if he actually is meshayer that in the kinyan. Umay poska. And why would we say such a thing? You're going out in such a limb to say that's what he would have in mind. Which the Gemara says, no, stoma de milsa, shvacha de osama alma, makes sense that a shevach, some extra money that comes from a zaitig, a source of it in ishtamakni, I'm willing to give that away. Meaning the kefal dalvehe is in the luft, it's coming from the outside. Aber shvacha de migufa, the monies that you make from the animal alein, loy of it in ishtamakni, it's right in front of us, I'm not willing to give that over. Now we could diamri with another pshat omer rava, nasa ka'imer loy, it's as if the mafka told the shomer when he gave him the animal lechatchila, lekishiti ganev, the sirtze, usashalmeni, if this par is going to be stolen and you're willing to pay me instead of making the shvua, samach legnevasa knuyalacha, it's now going to become yours right before it's gegandiv, right before it gets stolen. So therefore, the kasha that we had about gizais and vladais is not a kasha because it only becomes the shomer's right before it gets stolen. So my binai, what's going to be the difference between these two different lashonis? Ika binai o kushya de rizera, because according to the second lashon in Rava, there will maybe be no kasha of zera about the gizais and the vladais. Reinami de kaima ba'agam, could be that at the time of the gneva, if it took place where there isn't any shayach kinyan, there's no mashicha or kinyan chatzer, the shomer won't be kaina anything because there's no method of kinyan. Masha enkein, according to the first lashon of Rava's pshat, that it doesn't happen by the time of the gneva, but it happens at the time of the original mesira of the pikadain. Okay, so then you have a proper mashicha back then that you could be saimachan. All right, the Mishnah said shilim v'le rotzeli shava v'chulhu. Amar Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yechanan, loy shilim shilim mamish. It doesn't mean that the shomer actually had to pay and write a check. It's just elakivan shomer hareini mishalim. Once he says I will pay, at that point that's all he needs to do. He'll get all of those kefil v'dal v'hei etc. afal pishloy shilim, even though he has not yet paid for the pikadain. But frak the Gemara tanan shilim v'le rotzeli shava shilim in leshilim loy. Our Mishnah seems to be very clear that you do have to actually pay. It's not just saying you're going to pay, you've got to pay. Say him a seifim. No, because the end of the Mishnah seems to say like Rabbi Yochanan, because nishba v'leirotza l'shalim. Let's say the guy made the shu and he didn't pay, but it says time of the leirotza. Ha'rotza, even if he just wants to pay but didn't pay yet, afal b'shaloi shilim, even though he didn't practically pay yet, it will still be enough to get him the kefil dal. Hey, elamiha leka l'vash minei, we have no hechacha from our Mishnah. Tani kavos Rabbi Yochanan. I got a brisa though. Ha'soicher paramecha veray v'nignava v'omer halah, and the soicher said, hareini mishalim v'ni nishba, I don't want to have to make a shvu, I'm just going to pay you for it. V'acher kach nimsa ganef mishalim tashlume kefil le'soicher. The ganef now pays to the soicher. So the brisa is clearly saying the shomer gets to have the kefil just by committing, but not actually paying. The Bach in Simon Reish Tzadi Hei says that when a shomer is going to pay, he actually has to say hareini mishalim, I'm going to pay, not I am responsible. If he would just say pashaiti, but he doesn't say he was going to pay, then there's no makne kvela. And the Bach says the mucker is going to be this brisa from our sugya. The Ketzei says, I don't know why you have a raya from this brisa, but be aware of that machleikus in psak. Omer Rav Papa, more about shomerim. Shomer chinim kivin shomer pashati makne le kvela. Once he says that he was pesheya, this is a little bit mashmanat like this Bach that I just mentioned. Once you say you're pesheya, at that point you are going to be makne le kvela. What's the pshat? Because the boy poter nafshi begneva, there's like a migu here that if the shomer wanted, he could have patted himself by saying it was stolen, which he's not responsible for. And likewise, shomer sacher kiven shomer nigneva makna lekvela di boy pater nafshe b'shvuro mesa. Those are also things that will pater the shomer sacher. However, if a shoyel, someone who borrows the pikadin, says I'm going to pay for this thing loy makni lekvela, because he's always going to be chayev anyway. And let's explain, because b'may havelay lemifter nafshe, with what could the shoyel ever patter himself to give him that migu to allow the mafkid to want to give him those future payments of kefil etc. So therefore, we don't take it into account that there would ever be a maknik fela. I mentioned this like a migu, and that's how the Ramban actually says it. The Ramban says here that it's only because he could practically pater himself. But let's say if Adim came where he can't pater himself, then in a chanami, it wouldn't be Machnik Fele. Ikedi Amri, another lashon of what Rapapa said. Amr of Papa, Shail Nami, Kivan Shomer, Hareni Mishale, Machni Lake Fele. Why? Di boy pater nafshe, but Mesa Machmas Mulacha. Because Lamaisa, that is a ptur for a Shail, even if it's not so common. Amr Leir of Zvid, Hochi Amr Baya, Shail Adshia Shale, my time, because Hoyal Vachol Hano Shaloi. Since by a shayl, he gets all the hana from the mafkid. So b'dibur le makni like fela. Therefore, the mafkid, meaning the mashal here, is not willing to give him the kefil just because of some sort of a verbal commitment to be mashalim. He's already getting kol hana shalai. Tanya kamasi to Reb Zvid, who said this idea, because a shayl para mechaverai. Somebody borrows a para of a nignava of a kidem a shayl v'shilim, and now the shayl went ahead and paid for the animal. V'achikach nimtza haganef mishalim tashlume kefil l'shayl. The shayl taka gets to have the kefil. So lelishna kamadur of Papa, who says that you can't say mesa machmas malacha vade lo yavetiyuf. It's not really a kasha, because even according to Rav Papa, that the commitment to be mishalim is not going to be enough. But if he taka did pay in echanami, he's going to get the kefil. Over lelishna basra, the second lashon according to Rav Papa, that says that just by saying it, by saying you're going to pay for the she'ela, that's enough to get the kefil. That sounds like this b'risa is connected. Amar lech Rav Papa, mi alima mi masnisin, is the b'risa any better than our Mishnah diktani shilem? Ukimna ba'amar, you can zet sign that he only said so and he didn't actually pay. So chinami ba'amar. In fact, the Gemara, me dummy. Can you say the b'risa is like the Mishnah? Hasim like diktani kidem. The Mishnah didn't say he went ahead and paid. Abrahacha diktani kidem. The b'risa said he jumped ahead and paid. So that does not really sound like an option to change the lashon into a commitment to pay, but Itaka did pay. But Rapapa is not so sure from that, because my kidem, kidem v'omer, he jumped up and said, frak the gemar v'homer diktani gabi seicher v'omer, since the b'risa said l'gabi e seicher, that he v'omer, he committed to pay. The gabi sho'el kidem, and we conversely say by a shayel, he was kidem shma mina, that's dafka k'tani. One expression is v'omer, and then the other one is kidem. But the gemar says not so true, because mide gabi hadodi tanya. Were the b'risas really taught together? It's possible that they were, since they were two separate b'risas, you can't be medayik from one brisa to show that, oh, we were mishana the lashon and the other brisas. Two different brisas. Shalinu latanoi de Rav Chiya bar Rav Oshia. They went to Rav Chiya bar Rav Oshia, and as Rashi says, they were mishana these brisas, so they were an authority. Va'amri gabi hadodi tanyan, and they were taka learned together, and therefore you can be medayik if we changed from Omar to Kidem. So the brisa taka is akasha and an upshlug on Rav Papa. All right, this idea that a shomer who voluntarily pays and now is maknek felei, it's pshita omer eini mishalim if the shomer says I'm not going to pay, v'chazer v'omer harini mishalim, and then he changes his mind and says he will pay, that he still gets the kefil. Because Hok Omer Harini Mishalim, because in the Lamais in the end he said he's gonna pay. So therefore, the fact that he initially said Aini Mishalim is gornished. Ella, Omer Harini Mishalim. Let's say he said Lechatchila, I will pay, turning over to Ahmed Bayes. Because of Omer Aini Mishalim, and then he came back and says, I'm not gonna pay. My, what's the halacha? Does he still get the kefil? Me Amrinan Mehadar Kohadar Bay. Maybe it's a chazara. A Dilma Bemilse Kai, maybe he's really standing by his original statement. Udhuyu Hudkamatchila, and he's just pushing things off. This is the first Shaila. I think there's gonna be six Shailas. We're gonna end off with a teku on all these shailas, but this is the first of them. In this first shaila, most all the Rishinim are understanding the shaila to only be about the kefil, but not about the actual payment. Because the actual payment, there's a haidoas baldin kime edendam. You can't be chayzer on a haidoas baldin. If a guy says, I'm a chayiv to pay, so of course you gotta pay. You can't be chayzer on that. But the Rabbeinu Tam over here in Taisus says the chazar is even going on the tashlumen. So that's gonna be an important machloikis, how to understand this whole sugya, and whether or not is there chazar or shayach for the tashlumen itself. Second question. Omer Harini Mishalim, let's say the shomer says, I'm going to pay. Umeis and he dies before he pays. Omer Bonav ain't Anu Mishalim. The kids, the Arshim, say, we ain't paying. So my, do they still get to have the kefil payment? Mi Amrin and Mahadr Kahadrabe is a chazara, and therefore they also gave up the ability to get the kefil. Aydilma Bemilsa Davun Kaimi, Udechuyu, Udechamadchile. Maybe they still stand by what their father said, but they were just pushing off the bialim. Tysus has a kasha over here for whatever happened to the fact that ain't Adam Myrish Knas Labanov. So they don't get to have a knas that goes down to the children in the first place. And the Pnei Yeshua says to answer Tysus' kasha that maybe we're talking about it was Kvar Omad Badin. So it's no longer looked at as knas and now it's already mumin. Next shaila. Shilmu Banim. Let's say the Yarshim of the Shomer paid for the loss of this Pikadain, even though the Shomer died without having prior committed himself to paying for it. So my, what do we now tell these Yarshim Lagabi the Kefil? Matsi Amar Lahu Ki Akni Kfela. When I, the Mafkid, had in mind to give the Kefil L'Avu Chayin, that was only to your father, to Avili Denaich Nafshay, because he gave me a certain Hana. Therefore I was masking to him. Amar Lidchu Lai. But to you guys, I don't have any deals with you. I don't know, maybe he makes a nafkamina. That's another shaila. Another question. Shilem levonim, let's say the mafkid died and then it was stolen and the shomer paid or was machayev himself to pay to the bailim's yarshim. My, what's going to be the halacha? In other words, do the yarshim of the bailim also give the kefil back to the shomer? Matzi amrule, can they tell the shomer, ki akni loch avuna kfela, when our father gave the kefil to you, da'avdit le'naich nafshe, he had a relationship with you, aval anon, l'didon loy. But we don't know you. We're just the Yarshim. Idil Maloy Shnor maybe doesn't make enough Gemina. Okay. Shilmu Bonim Labonim. Let's say the Yarshim of the Shimer paid the Yarshim of the Bailim. Mai. What's going to be the Lacha? Do we say that the Bailim's Yarshim also give over the Kefil to the Shimer's Yarshim? Nacha Shaila. Shilem Mechza. Let's say the Shimer only paid for half of the value of the Pikadon Mai. Or Sha'al Shtei Parais. Let's say you borrowed two Parais, two cows, and both of them were stolen. Vishila Machasman, you only paid for one of them, Mai. Or Sha'al Min Ashutfin. Let's say you borrow the Pikadain from a pair of Shutfim, and then it gets stolen. Vishila Lechad Men, and the Shail only paid one of those two partners. So, Mai. Or Shutfin Shesho'alu, Vishila Lechad Men. Or let's say the Shail himself was one of two partners, and one of them paid. Mai was going to be the halacha. Shutfim ones really do seem to speak to the Yisoid of Shutfis, whether or not do we own every part of everything, or do we own separate halakim within the total amount. And rounding out the shilas here, shol mina isha. Let's say you borrow from the isha, and then it got stolen. What's the case that you borrow from the isha? There's three different ways to learn it in the Rishayim. Rashi learns it's her nichse malug, so the Bailam only has pairs, but you borrowed her nichse malug, or according to Taisus, that she then got married afterwards, or Taisus has a second shot, that you borrowed from her and then she died. But either way, my, what's going to be the halacha? Does the paying back to the shilam labaila, does that entitle the shayl to the kefil? And dalbe, my. Or vice versa, isha shashala v'shilam labaila, my. What's going to happen if she wants to now get the kefil? All these shaylas are going to be teku. And lamaisa, what do we say teku? We paskin that you have to divide the money, because mamon hamutal b'safek is chelkin. That's what the riff says, to which the rush says, mamon hamutal b'safek chelkin, that's sumchas. We paskin like the rabbanan. We don't paskin mamon hamutal b'safek chelkin. So while the rush doesn't argue with the halacha of the Rif, he takes issue whether or not this is considered the din of sumchis. And the discussion over here is whether or not is the kefil, is the potential payment of the kefil considered muhzik when you have the behema? Because as you know, sumchis was only saying his halacha when no one was muhzik. Hamachlef parva chamar v'nimtzu uber v'tzida, that's the classic case of sumchis, that's because nobody had that in their possession. So shaila is, how do we look at kefil as a potential payment when you're muhzik in the pikadain? Ayin beis yosef, papul charifta, etc. Omar Rav Huna. We're just going to now say this Mishnah over, and it's halachas, and we'll save the kashas for tomorrow's daf. But Omar Rav Huna, mashbiya noisei shvua, bezin will make a guy say a shvua, she'ena bershusai, that the pikadain is no longer in his possession. My time, because kashin and shema'in of nasenba. Right, so anytime a shomer is claiming that he can no longer return the thing, and it's not his fault, but we got to make sure that it's not in his reshus, because maybe he just like pocketed the item and now he just wants to buy it for himself and pay it off. Meisave. Here's the Mishnah in Shavuos that we'll say now. Hamalvas chaver ala mashkin, the oven a mashkin, and that mashkin now got lost. The omer loy, and the malva tells the loyva, sela hil visicha olav, I lent you a sela, shekel hayas shove. The mashkin was worth a shekel, which is half of a sela, therefore you owe me now one shekel. In other words, the malva now has to assume that loss of the mashkin. He's going to subtract that from the amount of the actual chayv, and since it was worth half, he's claiming now you owe me half, which is one shekel. But hello, Omar. And the Leiva says, Leiki, that's not really what happened. Ella Sela Hilvi Sonia Love. Sela have shove it. Upotter. You lent me a Sela, and we put a Sela as collateral, and therefore, I don't owe you anything. And because there's no Maidib and Miktsas over here, you're Potter from a Shvua. You're in Gans and Potter. Next case of that Mishnah, Sela Hilvi Sicha Alov. I lent you a Sela with a Mashkain, Shekel Hayashove. And since it was over a Mashkain, you now still owe me one shekel. Hello, Omar. And what does the Leiva say? Leiki, Ella Sela Hilvi Sonia Love. Shleisha Dinarm have shove. You lent me a sella taka with a mashkain, but what was the sella worth? Shleisha dinarn. So I only owe you one dinar. But here now the leiv is admitting to a might of a miktsas. Therefore he is going to be chayiv. Third case in the Mishnah, sella hil visani alav beis hayashav, but it was worth, but the mashkain was worth two slayim, and therefore you now owe me one sella. V'halaymer. And what does the leiv say? Loiki ela sella hil visicha alav sella hayashav is potter, because in that case I don't owe you anything, and therefore there's no might of a miktsas, and therefore I'm potter from a shvua. Final case in the Mishnah, sella hil visani alav. The leiv says you lent me a sella and the mashkain mishnai. And therefore you owe me one sela. V'hala omer. And what does the malva say? Lo yichi ela sela hel visicha olav. I taka lent you one sela, and the mashkin was hey dinarim haveshave. And therefore I owe you one dinar. Chayev. In that case, the malva is chayev to swear now to the loive that the mashkin was only worth the hey dinarim, and only has to pay the one dinar that he admits that he actually is chayev. So mi nishba, who's the one who makes the shvua lagabe the value of the mashkin? Mi yisha pikadein etzlei. Whoever's holding it, which is always the malva. Shema yishava zeh v'yaitze halas a pikadein. Because maybe this Leiva will make a shvua, and then the malva will show how much he has. The malva has it in his drawer. He will just be able to dispute what the Leiva is saying by showing him what the actual mashkain looks like. All right, that's the Mishnah, and we'll pick it up again from this Mishnah on tomorrow's daf. Learn Stark.